He was quite a happy child, hidden under coals and grass, whose job it was to run about playing in his territory all day long. Unfortunately, he was kept from his duties by Mrs. Mustardseed's petty complaints. He ran errands for her and was apprenticed to the footman, even though he was really only 11. One of his jobs at the Grappling Manor was to take in post and arriving packages, which arrived on a cart every morning. Usually he tottered in with a gift or an item of clothing or an envelope or an important letter for Mr. Grappling. But this time was different. First he came in with some white envelopes and placed them on the table. Around 5 minutes later he returned with more and an enormous purple box, obviously containing a very luxurious dress. A few minutes after he returned with another, and then another just seconds after that. By this time, Mrs. Mustardseed was getting impatient. "Oh, for heaven's sake, boy," she ejaculated, most exasperated. "Can you not just bring them on in all at once?"
"I wish," stuttered poor little Toby, "but the last one's a proper biggie, and I can't hold it in me bare hands."
Mrs. Mustardseed rolled her eyes in despair at his idiocy and made a shooing gesture to Toby and entreated him to go and get the last. She looked round at us all. "Miss Clara must be ordering some new dresses," she announced, "but I haven't heard anything in that direction from Miss Vicky." At that moment, Toby stumbled in under the weight of a huge box that contained yet more things. "Clara is indeed a very lucky child if she's got those clothes all to herself," I whispered to Josephine, who nodded in agreement.
"Who are they for, boy?"
asked Mrs. Mustardseed, firing yet another question at him.
"Can't read, miss," he said mournfully. "Name's too long."
Of course, Toby could read, but he had got used to only reading the names of the guests at the house and also the family and the servants. He could recognise no other letters. At this, having bared it too long, Mrs. Mustardseed marched over and read the labels for herself. Her eyes popped out of her head, and her mouth fell open in surprise at who it was for.
"Who's it for?"
Asked little Rosa. Mrs. Mustardseed made a strange gulpy noise at the back of her throat. Everyone did the same when she read for who it was bound.
"For Muriel Gossamer.
On her 15th birthday, with love.